Hello, my friend, and welcome to this word of encouragement from your friends at Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today is titled, Give While You Live, and it was written by John Blaise. A successful businessman spent the last few decades of his life doing all he could do to give away his fortune. A multi-billionaire, he donated cash to a variety of causes, such as bringing peace to Northern Ireland and modernizing Vietnam's healthcare system. And not long before he died, he spent $350 million to turn New York City's Roosevelt Island into a technology hub. The man said, "I believe strongly in giving while living. I see little reason to delay giving. Besides, it's a lot more fun to give while you live than to give when you're dead." Give while you live. What an amazing attitude to have. In John's account of the man born blind, Jesus' disciples were trying to determine who sinned. Jesus briefly addressed their question by saying, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me." Though our work is very different from Jesus' miracles, no matter how we give of ourselves, we're to do so with a ready and loving spirit. Whether through our time, resources, or actions, our goal is that the works of God might be displayed. For God so loved the world that he gave. In turn, let's give while we live. It's time for today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," Jesus said, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming, when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they asked. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. Would you join me in going to God right now in prayer? Heavenly Father, you demonstrated your great love for us by giving your one and only Son to save and redeem us. In response, may we give our lives while we live our lives to those around us and share the good news of Jesus and the forgiveness of sin so that they may walk in true life and freedom. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.